Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList. My name is Trevor Huth. We got news, we got baseball, we got stuff. So what do you say we just jump right in, starting, of course, with the news. Over the last couple podcasts, I have talked about how Paul Blackburn was supposed to join the Mets bullpen upon returning from injury, but instead he has been designated for assignment by the Mets. This is the move that makes room for Nolan McLean to make his MLB debut. So McLean is going to debut as part of the Mets roster. Paul Blackburn has been DFA'd and will now hit waivers and potentially be joining another team. So again, he won't be joining the bullpen. That is what the thought was, or what was being reported over the last few days. That's not what's going to happen. Max Muncy, Dodgers version, lands on the IL with an oblique strain. He'll be replaced by Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy was just claimed off waivers from Toronto, and instead of going to AAA, anything like that, he will join the big league roster. Julian Fernandez has been DFA'd to make room on their 40-man. Kennedy is not likely to get much playing time. He'll be more of a bench infield role, but he does benefit because he gets to be on the Dodgers roster, as Max Muncy is going to be out for a little bit with an oblique strain. Michael King pitched a few games back from the IL, went back on the IL, this time with a knee issue. He had an MRI, and the MRI showed no structural damage, so the belief is that he will be able to return from the IL when first eligible. He was retroactive to August 11th, and he's on the 15-day IL, so he should be out for just a couple of weeks, and assuming things feel good for him, may not even need, shouldn't really need a rehab assignment or anything. So Michael King, good news on him, should be out just a couple of weeks and be able to come back when first eligible. Moving on to the Athletics, Jared Schuster, who was recently DFA'd by the White Sox, has been claimed by the Athletics and sent directly to AAA. A's aren't really in contention, so he may see some big league time if they feel that he can help them in any way. They've tried a former first-round Braves pick from Wake Forest before. It didn't work out. That, of course, being Ryan Cusick. But this is Jared Schuster, a different pitcher. We'll see what happens there. Once again, claimed after being put on waivers by the White Sox. In order to make room, Gio Urshela has been DFA'd by the Athletics. And with Schuster going to AAA, that means they needed to fill the spot. And Brett Harris is going to be the one to fill that big league roster spot. So, to recap the A's moves, claim Jared Schuster, DFA Gio Urshela, and Brett Harris is joining the active roster. Speaking of the White Sox, Chase Meadroth has been activated from the IL, and to make room, they DFA'd Jacob Amaya. This is the second time this year that they've DFA'd Jacob Amaya, who was hitting like 106, somewhere in that neighborhood, in his big league opportunity. So he's definitely struggled at the big league level. And now they have Meadroth back, who was in spurts been very good. Long-term, he's probably just like a utility guy on a winning team. But for the White Sox, he's getting plenty of run, really good contact skills, and he is back from his injury. There's officially a name to Josh Hader's injury. He was, well, placed on the IL, and it was said that it was going to be for a while, but I hadn't actually seen it reported until today, really, that what the injury was. And it is a shoulder capsule sprain. Not sure if it's going to require surgery or not. If it does, Hader could be out for quite a long time. Some of the other pitchers who have dealt with a similar injury, Brandon Woodruff, who missed a long time and is just fairly recently back from that being repaired for him. JP France also underwent this injury. So for pitchers, it is not a very good one. If it does require surgery, he could be out for a while. This is the first time that Josh Hader has been placed on the IL in his big league career, and it is, well, it's a doozy, to say the least. Chase Burns has been placed on the 10-day IL with a flexor strain for the Reds. This is a big hit for the Reds rotation. Chase Burns, of course, their talented young rookie, high draft pick, had been striking out the world up until, of course, this. Over his last few starts, he has been hitting double-digit strikeouts regularly. So this is a big loss for them. He's really been finding his footing, as I mentioned. The strikeout rate is phenomenal, and that's what you love to see. But he's on the 10-day IL with a flexor strain. No timetable is available, so maybe longer. Maybe we'll have to see what happens. But 10-day IL for now, and a timetable should be made available as time goes on. And finally in news, Logan Driscoll has been released by the Rays to make room for Bobby Seymour, who they just promoted. Powerful first base prospect, had hit 30 home runs in AAA. He debuted going 0-for-3 with a walk and two strikeouts. It was the Rays versus the Giants, and three different players with the last name Seymour played. I thought that was interesting. Bobby Seymour, Ian Seymour, Carson Seymour all got into the game. So, well, Seymours? I don't know. I'll workshop it. We'll get back to you. Let's move on to some hitting highlights. Hunter Goodman hit a home run for the Rockies, his 25th of the year. He's hit two home runs in his last three games and six in the month of August with a .279 average. Been a very good fantasy catcher as far as fantasy catchers go. So it's a good man to have in your fantasy lineup. Hey, working on, I guess, trying to be Nick. I don't know. I'm working on these puns. We'll see how it goes. Moving on, Lenin Sosa continues to show vast improvements over where he's been in the past. The White Sox infielder is hitting .273. That's a career high number. He's got 15 home runs, also a career high by nearly double. His highest total before this season was 8. So he's been arguably one of the better hitters in that White Sox lineup. He was playing DH. He could play all around the infield, but certainly interesting to see him finding some success. Definitely the team to do it on too, because he'll get plenty of run. And if you continue this, hey, not bad. Coby Mayo for the Orioles hit his fifth home run of the season. He's really struggled at the big league level this year. Over his last 15 games, he has a pair of home runs. He's hitting .152 with 19 strikeouts. He's had a lot of strikeouts on the year. Obviously, five home runs now, but just not hitting a ton. One of the more highly touted prospects just has not been able to find his footing in any meaningful way. Xavier Edwards for the Marlins collected a double. And I'll tell you what, he's been very hot at the plate for a while now. In his last 30 games, Edwards is hitting .344 with a pair of home runs and seven steals. He makes a lot of contact, and he is fast. The speed is really his only fantasy appeal. He has two home runs, but he has three in his entire career, both of them, of course, coming this season. So, you know, it's not very valuable in fantasy unless you are hunting steals, but he is hitting very well. Obviously, hitting .344 could help you in average leagues as well. Cal Raleigh, he hit another home run. Stop me if you've heard this before. His 46th home run for the MLB lead, of course, and he also picked up a couple doubles. It's a welcome sight. He has not been hitting great lately. He's hitting .158 over his last 15 games, but over his last seven, he's hitting .231 with four home runs. So maybe picking things up a little bit. Good to see the power still there. Another one who's been just a great fantasy catcher if you've had him this year. Francisco Lindor hit a pair of home runs, collected four RBIs. He has 24 homers and is hitting .253 on the season. Moving on to the Brewers, Christian Yelich hit a pair of home runs as well. He added a double up to 25 on the year, hitting .272. But of course, the offensive storyline right now for the Brewers cannot be written without talking about Andrew Vaughn. He hit another home run. It's his 14th of the year. He had two hits in the game. And since joining Milwaukee, he has been a man on a mission. He's just been fantastic, looking more and more like the guy everybody thought was going to emerge for the White Sox when he was a first base prospect. And for the Athletics, Colby Thomas hit a home run. And I'll tell you what, started slow. Strikeouts definitely an issue for him still, but he has been very good as of late. This is his second home run of the year. Both of them have come in the last seven games where he is hitting 471 and he's hitting 313 over his last 15 games. So for the last couple of weeks, he's been working on that average, maybe starting to get into a little bit of that power. He can be a decent power speed combo if he's going to hit enough. And that's kind of been the question mark. But lately, he definitely has been hitting enough and hits two career home runs again, both of them coming very recently. So Colby Thomas hitting pretty well as of late. Moving on to pitching, Noah Cameron lasted 5 1/3 innings against the White Sox, allowing just a single run. He struck out two. His last seven games have resulted in a 2.36 ERA with 35 strikeouts and 9 walks in 42 innings. And not bad. I mean, seriously, when he came up, it was kind of like, all right, this is a back-end arm. Maybe long-term, that still is what it is. But for this year, he's pitched kind of above what you would expect from a back-end arm streaming type. And that's been, I mean, good to see. I don't, in my wildest dreams, I never imagined that he'd have an ERA in the low twos. Charlie Morton, another solid start for the Tigers. They haven't all been great, but this one was pretty good. 6 shutout innings, struck out 5 against the Twins, leading the way for a shutout by the Tigers pitching staff. Also having a good game, Brandon Young for the Orioles, and Young, who is sporting a 5.68 ERA on the season, was really good against the Astros, tossing 8 shutout innings, allowing only a hit with 6 strikeouts. So definitely a bright spot on what has been a tough year for Brandon Young. Sandy Alcantara also having a very tough season, but he almost looked like the vintage version that we all know and love. Struck out 7 over 6 innings, allowing just a single run. However, even with this great outing, his season ERA is still sitting at 6.31. Now, some of this could just be building back from his injury. Spring training, I was super hyped on him and thought he was going to turn out to like come back quickly, but maybe he's still finding his footing. One outing does not a season make. He's had a really tough season, but this one was good to see. He still got it in him. Moving on to Atlanta, Hurston Waldrop has really turned a corner in this stint in the majors. He's just been great. 3 starts, 17 2/3 innings, but he has a 1.02 ERA with 17 strikeouts. And this is like a new version of Waldrop that honestly, I didn't even see when I was watching his AAA starts this year. It seems like he's really taken a step forward. He pitched against the Guardians in yesterday's game, throwing 6 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts and just an overall really good day for Hurston Waldrop. Jacob deGrom threw 5 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts against the Blue Jays. He's got a 2.76 ERA on the year. And speaking of guys who I didn't expect them to have this kind of season, Jacob deGrom has just been so good. And finally, for our pitchers, Landon Roep returned for the Giants, throwing 3 innings and striking out 5, but he did allow 5 earned runs. It's his first time back off of injury. Obviously, this is not going to be his, siren song, see you later, going to throw you in the minors. He'll get plenty of run to get his footing back. But it is worth noting, as I have noted a bunch of times on this podcast, the Giants have options when they need to turn their rotation over. They could give Hayden Birdsong another try. They just got Blade Tidwell. They just signed JT Brubaker. And that's just a few of the guys that they may wind up giving chances to if they need rotation help, which something I'm sure they will need. One of those guys, or maybe a different guy, somebody's going to have to get another chance because I don't think they want to throw out Kaiwei Tang for another start when that rotation spot rolls around. We'll see what happens, but Landon Roep did not have the best day coming off of injury. With that, we're going to take a quick timeout. We come back, we're going to take a look at some of the games coming up today, talk about a few of the pitchers that will be going. I appreciate you joining me. My name is Trevor Huth, and this is the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. Thanks so much for being here. We've talked news. We've talked hitting and pitching from yesterday's games. Let's take a look at what we got coming up today. A couple pitchers that I am interested in the upcoming day. Mike Burrows is one of them. Now, I've talked about him quite a bit, and he's definitely struggled lately. Not a name that really should be trusted, but little interesting. He is facing the Cubs and Shota Imanaga. His last time against the Cubs in June, he struck out 8 and allowed only a run across 5 1/3 innings. Now, this is back when he was having his good outings strung together. He has had bad outings strung together recently. So maybe not a name to trust, but if you're going off history, he was successful against the Cubs in the past. It's just something to think about. Nolan McLean for the Mets draws Brian Wu and the Mariners for what will be McLean's MLB debut. I am all over it. Mariners, not the best lineup to face in your MLB debut or just to face as a pitcher, but McLean is a lot of fun. He's got a huge breaking ball, and I'm very interested to see how it plays against big league bats. Michael Lorenzen's going against the White Sox in his return to action. He has not thrown since July 6th in a big league game. Prior to the injury, he had a 4.61 ERA with 85 strikeouts in just shy of 100 innings. But White Sox are a pretty good matchup, so Lorenzen coming back to that, not the worst that could happen. For the Athletics, Luis Morales, he'll be pitching against the Angels. He struck out 4 over 2 2/3 innings last time out. He also walked 5. One thing we know about Morales, he is in the rotation right now, but he's going to have a short leash. He's not going to pitch super long, and as the 5 walks suggests, he may not throw as many strikes as you would like, but his upside any given outing is so high because he has electric stuff. I mean, really big stuff, and he can strike out the world. I'm in on him long term, but if we're talking redraft and what you need in a day, maybe a streaming option, you're gambling. It's a good lineup to gamble against, though. He's taken on the Angels. I like the matchup, and I love the upside in the arm. Again, it depends on how much length he can get. History says not that much, but he could be able to help add some strikeouts to your total if you're desperate for arms. And finally, the matchup of the day, Padres versus Dodgers, a division matchup atop that NL West. Dylan Cease versus Blake Snell. I'm not the biggest Dylan Cease guy personally, but he obviously is a very good pitcher when he's on, and Blake Snell's been great since coming back from injury. So if you're just looking to watch, that's going to be a fun one. I'll definitely have it on my TV, assuming that, you know, I can. But that should be a fun one. That's my matchup of the day, Cease versus Snell. And with that, I will see you guys tomorrow. I appreciate you joining me. This has been another edition of the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.